Fancy. Written by D'Aster. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Hockey RPF. Rating, teen. Relationship, Sidney Crosby, Yevgeny Malkin. Also tagged for, established relationship, and alternate universe, BDSM. Part 12 of the To Be Seen Aright series. Author's notes. This picks up about a week after Sharp-Dressed Man. I always knew that you'd come back to get me. And you always knew that it wouldn't be easy. To go back to the start to see where it all began. Or end up at the bottom to watch how it all ends. You tried to lie and say I was everything. I remember when I said I'm nothing. If you want me to, somehow I found a way to get lost in you. Sid has just finished rinsing his mouth when Gino comes strolling into the bathroom, leaning in for a peck on the cheek. Done? He asks. Sid brushes a kiss over Gino's cheek in return. Bathroom's all yours. He heads into the bedroom in search of a hoodie. They don't have much going on today, so Sid wants to putter around in the yard for a bit. Think about what kind of landscaping they need come spring. A search of his own closet doesn't turn up anything, and Sid frowns. He could go search the rest of the house, or... Hey, Gino, he calls. Is it okay if I borrow one of your hoodies? He doesn't hear anything, and frowns. Then he remembers that Gino's probably brushing his teeth and looks over towards the bathroom. And sure enough, there's Gino's hand sticking out of the doorway, giving him a thumbs up. Sid smiles. Thanks, G. Sid has a particular hoodie in mind. There's a black one from Metalurg with Gino's number on it. It's very cozy. But more importantly, it's going to make Gino go all gooey when he sees Sid wearing it. He's never said it aloud, but Sid can tell from the look in his eyes that he loves when Sid wears clothes that are identifiably his. If Gino didn't take dressing Sid so seriously, Sid thinks he'd probably put Sid in a Malkin jersey every day of the week. But he does take it seriously, Sid thinks. A little curl of warmth spreading behind his breastbone as he remembers the plain manila folder Gino had handed him last week, full of evidence of exactly that. Pamphlets about taking care of suits, clippings from fashion magazines, printouts about different ways to tie a necktie. It had blown Sid's mind, realizing how much time and effort Gino had invested in their shared ritual. It's intimidating in a way, coming face to face with the scope of Gino's devotion, broad and deep enough to make Sid's own offering of love feel small by comparison. Sid finds the Metalurg hoodie in Gino's closet without too much trouble and shrugs it on. Then his heart skips a beat when he sees another manila folder tucked between two pairs of shoes. He smiles and reaches for it, calling out, "Gee, you're putting me to shame here. I can't keep up." "What you mean?" Gino calls back over the sound of running water. With the folder in his hands, Sid heads towards the bathroom. "I mean, two folders? I didn't even know there was this much stuff to know about clothes." As Sid starts to open the folder, Gino stumbles through the bathroom doorway and blurts, "Don't open, is not..." Sid freezes, startled. He slaps the folder shut. He didn't see what was in it, and steps back. "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have..." Gino shakes his head. No, is okay, Sid. It's just... is not clothes stuff in this folder. Is, he looks at the ground, and his cheeks go faintly pink. Is porn. Sid's cheeks flush hot, too. Oh. His fingers itch to open the folder, but they don't move. I can put it back. Without meaning to, he turns his voice up at the end, making it a question. He should know better, but curiosity is eating him alive. Gino shoots him a quick glance, then looks back down, still red in the face. Don't have to put back, he tells the carpet. Can see if you want. Sid chews on his lip, torn. He wants to look. He really wants to. But everything in Gino's posture, the way he's avoiding Sid's eyes, makes it seem like the best thing to do would be to let it go. He holds the folder out to Gino. No, it's okay. Here, it's my fault for taking something that was private. And I'm so... Gino snorts. Is not fault, Sid. Is our room. You can see anything. Take anything. I'm embarrassed a little. But... he looks up, offering a lopsided smile. Is okay, you see. Good, maybe. Just... I won't sit with you and see with you, okay? He perches on the side of the bed and pats the spot beside him. Sure, Sid says. But now he's the one who's nervous. What's in the folder that makes Gino embarrassed for Sid to see it? But he'd also said it was good for Sid to see it. What does that mean? Sid's stomach is tight. He searches Gino's face, but Gino just looks vaguely uncomfortable. Not enlightening. When he joins Gino on the bed, setting the folder on his lap, Gino reaches over and sets his hand palm down on top of the folder. Before you open, he says, ducking his head to meet Sid's eyes, I want you know, just because I have picture is not mean I want everything in picture, okay? So it's like that, Sid thinks, his skin suddenly feeling too hot, too small for him. He's not stupid. He knows what that disclaimer means. It means Gino's porn is of stuff Sid doesn't like, stuff Sid won't give him. That's why he didn't want Sid to see at first. But what's Sid going to do now? Say, oh, never mind, I don't want to know. He doesn't, probably. But it'll eat at him, the wondering, if he doesn't find out. Maybe it's some little thing, Sid tells himself. No big deal, we can work it out. But if it's not... if it's not, I'll fucking cross that bridge when I come to it. So stop sitting here like a lump and look. He opens the folder before he can catch a case of second thoughts and looks at the first picture, bracing himself. But it's of a statuesque, dark-skinned woman in a gorgeous honey-brown leather corset with wine-red laces, blindfolded and wearing matching lace-up arm and shin braces. The braces and the corset have strategically placed golden D-rings, which allow the five pieces to be bound to one another with those same gorgeous red laces. Surrounding the woman with an elegant tangle of crossing lines and elaborate knots. Wow, this is beautiful, Sid says, tracing his fingers over the red laces, trying to adjust to taking full breaths again, when his chest had felt so tight before. But I would wear this. I mean, I want to. I would love to. Why did you think I wouldn't like this? Gino's brows arrow together and down, and he blinks at Sid. I do think you like. I'm think about buy for you when I see. So best. But you said the stuff in the pictures. Sid doesn't trust the relief starting to trickle down his throat and into his chest like cool water. He knows what Gino meant, knows what must be in the folder further down. you were trying to make me feel better about stuff. There's stuff in here I don't want, stuff I won't. Gino protests. Sid, no. And he strokes the yoke of Sid's shoulders, as if trying to settle him down. But it's too late for that. Sid flips frantically through the rest of the photos. It doesn't take long before he finds one with a ball gag, which Sid won't wear. Another with a Dom wielding a whip, which Sid won't let Gino use. His rib cage feels tight all over again. So much for deep breaths. He thrusts the photos at Gino, accusing, "See, this is what you really like." Gino snatches them from Sid's hands, pleading, "Sid, no, I say opposite." Sid gestures mutely at the photographs. Like the contents of the other folder, these two show care. They say, "This is important to me. Important enough to keep and want close at hand." Gino hisses a breath through his teeth, frustrated. He captures Sid's wrist with his free hand and then pauses, frowning. "Sid, your heart go very fast." "Oh." The lines of his face soften, and he squeezes Sid's wrist gently. "You scared," he murmurs, eyes dark. "A lot, I think." Sid starts to protest, just on principle, but his voice dies in his throat. He is scared. He's been scared this whole time. Scared of not being what Gino wants. Scared of not measuring up. That's not easy to say, though. So Sid just looks down at his knees, silent. He doesn't want to see Gino's face, warm with forgiveness, for another way Sid falls short. Or the pictures of all the sexy, exciting stuff that Gino dreams of, and that turns Sid's stomach. Gino makes a deep, wordless noise that vibrates in his chest. He squeezes Sid's wrist for a moment, then lets go. Before Sid can miss his touch, Gino cups his hand over the back of Sid's neck. Instinctively, Sid's head falls forward, and his eyes flutter closed. "Good," Gino whispers. "Keep eyes closed a minute. Breathe in. Good, Sid. And breathe out. Slow. Nice and slow. Good boy. Hard to think when person is scared. Breathe in now. Slow. Thoughts just run around like little bunnies, all confused." The corners of Sid's mouth twitch up, helplessly. Gino learned English from kids' shows, so he learned the word bunny, but never really picked up rabbit. There are lots of things about Gino that Sid loves, but that fact is one of the tiny, priceless jewels that Sid keeps nestled in velvet in the innermost core of that love. If anyone ever makes fun of Gino for it, he'll bury them. "Yes, is funny thing for imagine," Gino murmurs, misinterpreting Sid's smile. "You feel better now, Sid? Better with break?" Sid takes another slow inhale and exhale on his own. He does feel better for the break, and says so. Gino rubs the back of his neck and responds, "Good. So open eyes. And now you listen, Sid. Just listen. For me. Not talk." Sid nods. It helps having something to do. It keeps his thoughts in straight lines, rather than running off in whatever direction. "Like bunnies," he thinks, and fights a smile. "Good, Sid." Gino lifts his hand from Sid's neck. He takes the first photo Sid showed him, the picture of the man wearing the ball gag, and puts it on his right knee where they can both see it. "Okay, for this one, what I like is harness. See? So nice harness." There is a nice harness, now that Gino mentions it, with just the kind of spiraling pattern of rope over the torso that Sid himself likes best, too. He hadn't noticed that before. "Huh." Gino continues, pointing. "And butt plug very nice, too. Glass is fancy. I like. But I'm not like for gag. This kind of gag, I don't like very much. He taps his index finger against the ball gag that Sid's eye was drawn to. Because is make face look all weird, and face too beautiful for this. He turns his attention from the picture to Sid's face, first just looking, studying Sid's features, as Sid blushes under his scrutiny. Then, very tenderly, he trails the pad of his thumb from Sid's brow to the point of his chin. Too beautiful, yes, he whispers, is why I tell you, just because I like picture is not mean I like everything, okay? Sid nods. The cool water rush of relief from earlier has started trickling through him again. This time he doesn't fight it, doesn't rush to build a barricade to keep it out. Maybe it'll hurt him, turn on him, but he takes a breath and accepts it, lets it continue to flow. Gino sets aside the ball gag picture and sets in its place the second picture Sid shoved at him, where the Dom is wielding a whip. Okay, this one I like for lots of reasons, he explains, looking at the picture with affection, almost, like it's a special favorite. For bondage, for sure. Good bondage. Very nice setup. Attachment points in wall like this. Very fancy. Like, customize. He says, wistful. I want like this, Sid. Maybe do someday. But is need remodel, and remodels suck. So for now, I just look in picture, and I like. But most reason I like is for sub and dom. It's a little strange, but mostly sweet, Sid thinks, to see Gino looking down fondly at the models as if they're old friends he hasn't seen in a while. He tells Sid, tilting the photo toward him for a better view, see, sub very pretty and look very turn on, like she like most, and this make very hot for me. And dom is look nice, like she happy for make sub feel good, and is best. Sometimes hard to find porn where dom not have mad, mean face, you know? But is kind of ruin for me if is mean face, because mean, mad, not hot feeling for me. Sid nods again, slowly. His experience with porn is pretty limited, but even that sparse experience backs up what Gino is saying. It's easy to find a sneer on a dom's face, not so easy to find a smile, so he can see why this picture would be special. Okay, Sid, you do very good listen for me, Gino says, rewarding Sid with a kiss on the cheek. Can be my turn listen now. Or you want ask question? Sid does, actually. What about the whip, he says quietly. Is that part of why you like it? Is that something you want? Gino tilts his head to the side for a moment. Marks from whip very pretty also, he allows. And I like, but I'm not want. Not like want to do. And if you don't believe, remember, I tell you long ago, I don't know whip. If I want whip, like you worry, then for sure I know already, yes? You know if I want do something, I'm learned so I can do best. Yeah, Sid admits. He can't argue with that. He feels kind of stupid, actually. Of course, if Gino wanted to use a whip on Sid or on any sub, he'd have one and know how to use it. But Gino was right. His thoughts had been jumping around like rabbits. He'd thought he knew what the answer was, and so he'd leaped straight there. No intermediate steps to slow him down or force him to show his work. Gino tucks the picture back in the folder and sets it aside. Then he pulls his right foot up onto the bed and hugs his knee into his chest, turning to face Sid. His gaze is direct, and he waits for Sid to meet it before he speaks. Sid, I know a lot you feel like stuff you like is, Small. Like small room. Not enough space for me to move. This is why I don't want show you. He gestures at the folder. Because I'm worried you do this. Think pictures is show I want, bigger room. But is not Sid, he says, urgent, leaning forward. His hand reaches towards Sid, palm up, as if Sid's understanding is a physical object that he could place in Gino's outstretched palm. Is not. You give me lots of room, okay? You and me, I'm not say we like exactly same things, but we match very good, Sid. More than a lot of Dom and Sub who stay together. He sighs, and his outstretched hand drops onto the blanket between them. Barely loud enough to hear, he says, I wish you believe this. Me too, Sid responds, low. His chest feels tight again, tighter with every word that Gino spoke. It's frustration this time, though, not fear. Frustration with himself and with the world that made him. It shouldn't be like this. He loves that Gino is so patient with him, that Gino is so careful. But he shouldn't fucking have to be. Sid shouldn't have all these wounds in the first place. He grabs Gino's hand, lying on the blanket, and makes his knotted up throat release his words. I wish I did too, that I believed it all the time without you having to tell me over and over. I wish my head wasn't full of all this stuff that makes me feel like I'm not enough. I wish I could wipe it all out. Come to you clean. But Gino shakes his head. No, he says simply. I love you for all stuff in head, good and bad. I'll make you my Sid. And I tell you before, I don't want empty Sub. Sid breathes out, slow, and tips sideways until he comes to lean against Gino's chest. Gino wraps an arm around his shoulders and presses a kiss to his forehead. It's nice just to sit like this, quiet and still. And after a few minutes, a thought comes to Sid, in the way that ideas sometimes bubble up when his mind is left to steep in silence for a while. Hey, G. Gino makes an inquiring noise. Thank you for showing me your porn, even though you knew I'd freak out about it. Gino making himself vulnerable like that, sharing his fantasies with Sid, even knowing that Sid would probably take whatever Gino showed him and shove it back in his face, which he had, literally, must have taken a lot of courage. And more than that, he'd let Sid do something that he'd known would upset Sid, which probably felt like handing Sid a pair of scissors knowing he'd take off running with them. For a Dom as protective as Gino, it must have been brutal. But he'd let Sid make up his own mind about what he wanted anyway, even to the point where it hurt. Not many Doms would do that. Gino just shrugs. Is good we talk about this stuff. Against his forehead, Sid can feel Gino's lips turn up in a smile. And now I know you like corset. Sid smiles too. Yeah, there's that. He nestles himself a little closer to Gino and his glance falls on the bed's third occupant. Can I look at the folder again? Gino silently hands it over. Sid flips through the pictures again. Last time he was cherry-picking examples of stuff that's over his limits, trying to prove his own sick suspicion that his submission was lacking. This time he tries doing the opposite, looking for themes and patterns, stuff that shows up again and again. That's the stuff, he figures, that Gino really, really likes. No surprise when there's a ton of bondage, especially rope bondage. And like Gino said, there's a lot of photos where the sub and the dom look happy, like they're having fun. Blindfolds pop up a lot, as do elaborate harnesses and decked out sets. do you have a thing for chandeliers? Sid asks, amused, after the fourth time he sees one in the background of a photo. Gino grins, unashamed. I like fancy. In the end, there's only one theme in the porn from the folder that isn't something Sid and Gino have at least tried together. I noticed that a lot of these have suspension bondage, Sid ventures, sitting up so he can face Gino. Now Gino looks a little embarrassed. Yes, he mumbles. Is that something you like? Sid had an inkling from the hardware and the ceiling of Gino's bedroom. But it could have been left over from a previous owner. Gino'd never mentioned it. Gino nods. Is that something you want to try? With me? Gino rounds his lips and lets out a breath that's almost a whistle. He sets the folder aside, taking Sid's hand back instead. Want very much, he says. But also, most nervous is a lot of responsibility. Sid squeezes Gino's hand. It's sweet that he's nervous, but he shouldn't be. I trust you 100%, Sid promises. I know you wouldn't drop me, and even if you did, by accident, it would be okay. Sid is not okay, Gino says indignantly. Drop is okay. He makes a hrumphing noise, apparently too overcome to speak. Then he declares with finality, no, I drop you, I'm feel worst, and, like, live under bed for week so you not see my face. Okay, G, Sid says, trying not to laugh. It's not like Sid's body hasn't been through worse, 50 times a season. But apparently this is a point of pride with Gino, so fine. I'm guessing you've done suspension before then. A lot, Gino confirms, nodding. A lot of practice, lot of experience, but nervous still, because most experience I have is suspension that hurt. At Sid's look of confusion, Gino explains, a lot suspension is make pain, because so much weight, whole body weight, on just, like, small points. So is a lot pressure where rope is hold tight. Oh, Sid hadn't thought of that. And he's not sure how he feels about it. That's not what he'd pictured when he'd looked at the subs in Gino's porn and imagined himself in their place, blissed out from entrusting his whole self absolutely to the embrace and support of Gino's rope. As if he's reading Sid's thoughts, Gino nods and says, I don't think this kind of suspension, hurt suspension, is right for you, because you only like pain from hands. He says it so easily, without a hint of annoyance or frustration. His tone is exactly the same as when he's explaining why Sid shouldn't order some dish at a Russian restaurant because it wouldn't suit his North American palate. And so I need to try new things, and always new is a little bit nervous. But excite, also, he adds, his voice dropping as if he's telling a secret. Sid's heart beats a little faster, because I think if I get right, is really, really good. Amazing. He gives Sid a tiny conspiratorial smile. You want, Sid? You want learn with me? Try with me? Sid doesn't need to think about it. Yeah, yes, he says, returning Gino's smile with a wide, helpless grin. Absolutely, yes. This is what a corner of his heart had hoped for when he'd asked to look inside the folder. A chance for him to give Gino something new, something he'd wanted from Sid, but for whatever reason hadn't asked for yet. For it to be something new for both of them, an adventure they can go on together. Sid tackles Gino, gently, and buries his stupid smile in the crook of Gino's neck. You try to start something? Gino murmurs. Sid can hear the smile in his voice. Nah, Sid says into the curve of Gino's shoulder. Just wanted to get a little closer for a minute. Gino's fingers card through Sid's hair. Very sweet, he says with approval. But now have to get up, Sid. Have to start, research? Right word? Sid gives him a thumbs up. Research, yes. Gino gives Sid a peck on the cheek, then sits sharply upright, like he's been seized by an idea. Ooh, maybe I need buy things. He's such a magpie. You're gonna run out of room in your domming closet, Sid teases, propping himself up on his elbow. Gino sniffs, dismissive. Not. He grabs his phone off the bedside table and climbs off the bed. Sid joins him, asking, You need me for the research? I was gonna go mess around in the yard for a little. He loops his shoulders a few times, sighing as his traps loosen up. All his emotional stress ends up parked there, and he's not surprised they're wound tight. A little stretching and a low-key morning in the winter sun should do the trick. Gino shakes his head. Later, yes, but not for start. So have fun in yard. He gives Sid a peck on the cheek, then heads for the hall, shooting Sid a sly look out of the corner of his eye as he passes. When you come in for lunch, I'm show you some corsets. You help me pick, yes? Sid grins as he trots down the hall after Gino. It's cute how you think I don't know you're just going to buy them all.
You cute,
Gino mutters. As they part ways at the top of the stairs, he trails his palm over the 17 on the back of Sid's borrowed metallurg hoodie. Look good, Sid. His voice is just a shade lower than usual, but Sid can tell the difference, and he knows what it means. His own voice comes out liquid, promising when he responds. You can take it off me after lunch. He grins again. Or you can leave it on. Then he jogs down the stairs, enjoying the sound of Gino complaining. Sid, now I'm distract. Make hard for research. Behind him. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!